John Oates, one half of the famous Hall & Oates team, joins us this morning. We're talking holidays already. Let me be the first to wish you Merry Christmas, or has somebody done that already?
You got it. No. I think that we're getting out in front of this holiday season.
John's written the new Christmas song called Santa Be Good to Me. You did write the song, correct?
Yes, sir. I wrote it with three other people, actually.
Yeah.
It was a kind of an odd collaboration. It was a fellow who wanted to do a big band album and wanted a Christmas song, so we wrote it actually for him. And then that was a couple of years ago, and then I held on to it, and I've always wanted to record it myself, and got together with Vince Gill and the Time Jumpers and a great band in Nashville, and we recorded it in a real old-school way. It's recorded it to analog tape and did it really an old-fashioned way, but it's kind of a modern Christmas song recorded in an old style.
Christmas songs can be so enduring, too. I think we can all probably remember 10 or 15 songs that were written probably in the last 15 years that we absolutely love. You know, they can be a very enduring song.
Well, I think that as a songwriter, that's your goal. You know, yeah. If you're going to write a Christmas song, you want it to be one of those songs that every year comes back and it's perennially played. And I think that's really cool. And I'm hoping this song has that kind of feel to it.
The other, you know, you sent along a sampler too, and there's another song on there called "Go Where I Send Thee." Did you write that as well?
Well, that's an old gospel song. That's a real old traditional gospel song. It's been recorded by many people: the Five Blind Boys of Alabama, the Staple Singers, lots of people. In fact, Daryl and I recorded it in 2006. It's just such a cool song. And when I decided to release a vinyl single with this Christmas song, I needed a B-side. So I decided to bang that one out in a kind of a rockabilly style.
Yeah, that's a wonderful song. I really like the treatment you gave to that. You and Daryl did do a whole Christmas album back. It was early, 2006?
I think it was 2006. Yeah, I think you're right. It was called Home for Christmas. And that's one of my favorite Hall & Oates albums. That's a really nice record.
You were born in New York City and raised outside of Philadelphia. What was Christmas like for you when you were a kid in your house?
Well, you know, even though we grew up, I grew up in Pennsylvania, you know, most of the bulk of my family was back in New York, so we'd always go back to New York City for Christmas, and I always remember being in the kitchen with my Italian grandmother making lasagna. instead of a Christmas turkey or ham, we always had lasagna. So that's kind of become a Christmas tradition for our family. My son and my wife and I, we all make lasagna together on Christmas, and it's kind of a fun thing to do.
You met Daryl back at Temple University. You guys have been together for a long time. What's the secret of that kind of success?
Well, you know, I think we both grew up together, from being teenagers. We listened to the same kind of music as kids. We grew up, you know, went to the same type of schools and things like that. So we have a lot in common there, but at the same time, we're very different as people. We've got a lot of, you know, different ways of dealing with our personal lives, and we give each other a lot of space. Daryl does his own thing. I do my own thing. But then when we come together and work together, it's like time has stopped, really. It's just perfect. It just kind of works. And so we've always gotten along really well, and we've always given each other plenty of room to be freedom to be creative on our own. And I think that's it has a lot to do with our longevity.
You guys just got a walk a star in the Walk of Fame back a month or so ago, didn't you?
Yeah, and down in Hollywood. Man, yeah. I don't know how the heck that happened, but. They gave us a Walk of Fame star, and we went out and did the ceremony, and I guess we are permanently a fixture on Hollywood Boulevard.
That is very cool, is what that is. You got a book coming out, too, an autobiography this spring. It's called Change of Seasons. What's it like to write a book? Did you go around? Did you journal? Did you take notes when you were running around through life?
Well, I did, believe it or not.
Really?
I kept a journal for the entire decade of the 70s. I started my journal the day I graduated from college. And I knew that whatever I was going to do from that point on was going to be something, you know, new and different for me. I didn't know what it was going to be. And as it turned out, I was able to chronicle the entire beginning of the career of me and Daryl together.
Wow.
And so a lot of the book comes from those journals, and a lot of the emphasis on the book is from the early, early days of, you know, when we first got together as friends and kind of, you know. So it's the Hall & Oates story, but from my point of view, and obviously you can't tell the Hall & Oates story without Daryl, so it's a lot about my personal life and about the things that I had to deal with later on in my life and building a family and coming out the other side of the crazy 80s and trying to survive up to today. So that's what really the book's about.
Change of Seasons, the name of the book. It's due out in April, this coming April. I see you're going to be at the Grand Ole Opry later in November. Have you been there before on the stage?
Well, I've never played it. It's something I've always wanted to do, and I was invited to do it with the new Christmas single, and I cannot wait. I am chomping at the bit. It's going to be definitely a high point in my career to be to play at the Grand Ole Opry. I did guest with Marty Stewart and the Fabulous Superlatives at the Ryman, one of his shows, but this will be my chance to do a song on my own, and I'm really, really excited about it.
Going to feel at home on that country stage?
You know what? I think I'll be a little nervous to be on that legendary stage, but at the same time, it's important to me because I see music in a very holistic way. You know, I see all music is linked, and I feel like, you know, in a way, I kind of belong there. I started out playing country music and rockabilly back in the early days in the 50s, so in a way, it's kind of full circle for me.
The single is called Santa Be Good to Me. It's from John Oates. It's on iTunes right now. John, thanks for joining us. Merry Christmas.
Thanks very much. And to you, man.
Most of my friends have the best of intentions. They try to set me up, but they all fail to mention. They're stuck on their exes. It leaves me perplexed. It's always the same. Always the same. Come Christmas Eve, I'm not gonna be alone at the bar, feeling sorry for me. Yeah, I'm gonna use every wish on my list until I'm under the mistletoe, sharing a kiss with my one and only, warm in my arms with no one around, just the snow and the stars. So old Saint Nick, make my wish come true. Bring a white Christmas, don't make it blue. This holiday season, Santa.